Hello, everyone. This is A Voice in the Darkness, and I'm your host, Gwendolyn Forte. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast this week. I am always grateful and appreciative for those who have just been subscribing, or you've already subscribed to this podcast. I am so appreciative to have you join me today, to be able just to encourage, to uplift, and just to share things that could be such a blessing to someone in their circumstance, whatever you're walking through at this moment. Right now in the world, we are experiencing so much on every hand. In this nation, the United States of America, and other nations around the world, we're dealing with a virus that has shown itself to be very deadly, COVID-19, the coronavirus. And this is a word in such a season of upheaval, if I could use that word, a word that would be very encouraging to my listeners today. So thank you again for tuning in. Many of us are in our homes, or if you are out getting groceries or helping, and you're on the front line and you're getting an opportunity to rest in your car and you're able to listen to this podcast, thank you so much wherever you're listening from, whatever nation you're listening from. But today I am here just to share with you a new topic and a new episode on the power of compassion. The power of compassion. And as I was thinking about this topic and the word compassion, I was just moved just to tears, because it's such a powerful force to experience compassion. And for those of you who are listening, I'm pretty sure you've experienced compassion, or maybe you were the recipient of someone's compassion, or you are the one to give that compassion. You know, I'm reminded of my childhood, being with my sister. We grew up in Chicago, and I have three other siblings. It was four of us. And my sister and I were very close growing up. And I just remember as a child, she was very loving and just very giving and compassionate. She had a big heart for people. And I always have that picture in my mind, because she was even compassionate to animals or insects. She didn't want to see an insect. You know, when people would step on a bug, she didn't want anybody to step on that bug, because she was like, no, we can't kill that bug. You know, I want to help that bug. Or if a bird was hurt, or anything that fell from a tree, you saw the compassion. And as children, we went to Christian school. We had Christian education, and we would have a time where we would do a fundraiser at the school, and they would give us these little boxes, and it was from Compassion International, and then we would have to collect funds as children for this charity, and it was to help orphans who did not have enough food or clothing, and they were just without a parent. And when they shared this image to us as children, I remember my heart being so touched and overwhelmed. Now, of course, I couldn't use these words as a young person, but I could just listen to the pictures, that listen to what they were saying and the words that they were saying. And then I would look at the pictures when we would look in the magazine, and you would see children who were very emaciated, very thin, and you know, the tears that were in their eyes, and they looked sickly. And they would say, if we could just raise this amount of money as a class, we would be able to help this amount of children. And I just remember my sister and I, we always came back with our little, it was like this, like a milk carton. They would give us a box the size of a little milk, tiny milk carton pint or whatever. And we would always come back with ours full of coins, because we took our coins that we received from home, or, you know, you have pennies that's in the house that sometimes you just overlook. You know, how many of you out there remember just those times where you have pennies in your home, or you see it fall on the ground in your car, and you, sometimes you don't even pay attention to it. But as kids, that was a lot of money. And we picked that up and we put it in, and we asked our neighbors, did you have any coins? And we had it for a good amount of time in our home. And then at a certain date, they would say, bring it back. And we brought ours back full, you know, full. And what was that working? I would say in children, what was that working? I'm going to propose today that that was compassion. You know, compassion. Compassion for someone else. And, you know, I looked up the definition of compassion, and I loved what I was reading, and it was to suffer together. It literally means to suffer together. The feeling that arises when you're confronted with another's suffering, or you feel motivated to relieve, you know, that suffering. How many of us have felt that before, where you just have a feeling on the inside of you where you're just confronted with somebody else's suffering? I'm just like, God, have you felt that before? You know, and I'm pretty sure many of us who are listening right now, you felt that emotion or that feeling, and you feel motivated. Something on the inside of you just want that to stop for them. You want to see it eradicated. And I feel like that's how we're feeling right now in our nation and in the nations of the world, when we're watching the news, or you're on social media, or you're reading it in a magazine, and you're watching these pictures, and you're hearing it on the radio, or however you're hearing the news, and you're seeing that people are losing their loved ones, or people are losing their jobs, and you see babies are losing their lives because a mom contracted it, and then the baby contracted it, or you see those who have already been suffering from an illness and then their immune system have been compromised, and you're seeing that older people are being subject to a great pain and loss of breathing, and lungs being filled with water and having pneumonia. So many different things are happening, and then you feel this feeling of compassion where you feel like, oh my goodness, what can I do? Are you feeling that? And I just feel like so many people are feeling compassion right now, or you are the recipient of that compassion. And I was just thinking and just, you know, praying and saying, God, and I thought about Jesus, which he's just the number one person in my life that I can look to and look up to and look for guidance and wisdom and insight as an example is Jesus, because there are so many passages in the Word where he was moved with compassion because suffering was all around him. He walked in a community, in a village, in a day where there was sickness, where there was sadness, where there was infirmities, where there was people who were oppressed mentally, you know, emotionally. And one passage that stood out to me in particular, and there's several, but one that I want to bring to your attention was in Mark 1 verse 41. And this was where Jesus cleansed the leper. And it said Jesus was moved with compassion. You know, he was moved. And I just, every passage that talked about Jesus having compassion, the word moved was right with it. And it says he was moved with compassion. And then he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. So the verse prior to that, it was in verse 40. It says, now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand, touched him and said, I am willing, be cleansed. And soon as he spoke that, immediately the leprosy left him and the leper was cleansed. And so we see here that Jesus was moved with compassion. And something that I want to share about compassion and a beautiful trait about compassion is it's connected to action. It's a difference between having compassion and feeling pity and sorry for someone. You know, you can be sympathetic for someone and really just go, oh my goodness, oh, I feel so sorry for what they're going through. And you pity that situation. And I think that's a step to even have that. But when we're talking about compassion, oh my, compassion is like a force. It moves you to be a solution. It carries with it movement and action to now say, I want to help solve a problem. Have you ever been moved with compassion? You know, have compassion ever just touched you in such a way that you were, you know, just at a place where you had a standstill and all of a sudden you heard a situation and now you're just moving? It's just like a force that's moving you to do something. And, you know, we see this countless times, like I said, in scripture. In Mark 6:34, we see that Jesus was moved with compassion and he fed the multitude. Not only did he feed them naturally, but he fed them spiritually. So he fed them because he was moved with compassion. They didn't have anything to eat. They were listening to him. The time was long. And he had just the heart of compassion that overwhelmed him, that caused him to become a solution to what they were experiencing. And I want to propose today, can we in this hour be moved with an overwhelming sense of compassion that would push us into an action? And if so, would we move with that or hold back in that time? And I say that because many times we can have, it's a choice. We have a choice. And sometimes we can choose to, when a feeling is coming, how many times we've ever felt like, well, you wanted to cry and you held back your tears. I know for myself, there are times I've been in circumstances where I just wanted to cry and I hold back my tears in a situation because I'm just like, let me hold them back. You know, can we choose to stop and hold back this force? Or can we move with it? And I think it's a choice that we can either move with this compassion that I feel that many people are feeling right now, all around the world. We're feeling it. And I want to share with you today the power of compassion, that when you are experiencing this feeling that comes upon you and it's deep from within and it's beyond sympathy, where you just look at a situation and you go, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry for them that they're in that situation. And you possibly can feel like, well, you know, I'm not experiencing it. I didn't lose a job. No one in my family is experiencing the virus. Everything for me is going on as life and as great and fine and dandy. I'm sitting back watching Netflix. So life is great. Woohoo! You know, that can be a posture of the heart of thousands. Or compassion could be knocking at the door and this feeling of, what can I do? Ooh, you know? And if that is knocking at your door and if you've been feeling that compassion and wondering what it is, let me tell you, it's a power force that moves through you and move through me and move through people. It has the capacity to bring change. It has the capacity to be the solution. And so what can we do? when we begin to feel compassion. You know, you possibly are feeling like, you know, what could you do? I'm just one person. I don't want to go out there and contract the virus. I want to do what the government is telling me to do, to shelter at home and to stay safe. Well, let me tell you, there are several things you still can do because compassion will compel you to be a solution. Number one, these are just some things that I want to get us started to begin to have for conversation in your own homes with your family to say, is there something you can do when you feel that compassion coming on? And I want to say yes. Number one, you can always reach out, call, message, connect, email with someone to give them a word of encouragement. A word of encouragement will go a long way. We do not understand where people could possibly be living in their minds mentally. And just one word of encouragement can totally shift someone's perspective from being at a place of despair and hopelessness and feeling like life is over, full of fear, looking at the news, looking at their personal situation and feeling like I am by myself. Look at this life that we're living in right now. It will not change. But your voice, your email, your call, your text, your inbox, your Instagram message, your reaching out to that person with a word of encouragement can totally shift a life moved with compassion and compelled to action. Number one, you can reach out and connect, encourage someone. Yes, those are things that we can do. Number two, we can lend a helping hand even right now. Yes, that sounds so, oh my goodness, I can't lend a helping hand. That goes against what it's saying. We need to use Purex and sanitize our hands. Yes, lend a helping hand. There are things that we can do within our sphere, our locale, our area of influence. What can you do right there in your own community, your block, in your church, or your immediate family or extended family or your coworkers that you know of? You can lend a helping hand. Maybe you can shop for someone who is sick, right? Someone who maybe before this situation was not even experiencing the coronavirus, but they weren't well and they cannot go out and get the things that they need. Maybe you could be that person to say, hey, when I go out to grab my groceries, let me grab yours as well. I can pick it up, drop it off at your door. I would like to do that for you. Let me go up and let my car be the wheels for you. And I can go out and do that. You could do it for elderly. You could do it for someone who's sick. These are things that we can choose to do because it would be compassion pushing us into a place of action and not just sympathizing or feeling sorry or pity for someone's situation, but we're actually becoming a solution. The power of compassion. And that's what Jesus did. Instead of feeling sorry for the leper, instead of feeling sorry for those who did not have food, the multitude that came out to hear him speak, instead of feeling sorry for them, he was compelled and moved with compassion to feed them and to heal this leper. And I believe that you and I, every person under the sound of my voice, have the power to be the solution. Number three, what can we do? What can we do? We can actually maybe buy groceries. You know, before we were just going to go to the store for them. Maybe they were going to give us the money for that or reimburse us. But in this case, what about someone who lost a job and they don't really have the finances to get those groceries or to get those things, toiletries, the necessities? And guess what? You still have your job. Is it possible to say, hey, let me pick up some things that you need, make a list, and I want to get those groceries for you. I want to get you. Is there anything you need? Is there anything I could do for you? Compassion. Feeling what someone else is feeling, their suffering. We're going to suffer together. Guess what? And I'm motivated to relieve it. I'm motivated to relieve that suffering. Number four, my goodness, moving and being compelled to pray. I never diminish the power of prayer. Prayer changes things. So to pray for someone who is experiencing a hardship is a huge, beautiful, monumental gift that you can give anyone. And I'm telling you, praying at home in your prayer closet and praying for those who are on the front line, nurses, doctors, EMSA workers, the healthcare workers, fire department, police department, scientists, those who are on the front line, those who are working in stores right now, being exposed, grocery stores, cashier registers, those who are janitors, who are cleaning all these places to keep it sanitized, who are on the front lines praying, God, keep them healthy. Keep their immune system strong. Cover them in Jesus' name. The power of prayer can never be diminished. We are moved with compassion to pray. And I'm telling you, compassion will produce actions. And so in your time of prayer, never doubt that the answers that we'll see tomorrow is because of the prayers that were prayed in private to see a situation shift and turn in our nation. But we can do that and play a part in that right now. Another way our compassion can be put to use is connecting people with resources. I cannot be your answer, but I know someone who can be the answer for that solution. You may not be the answer, but you know someone who could be the answer for that solution. Connecting people right now to solutions to their problem. So we may know, hey, these are some resources for you, and I want to connect you to this resource. Oh, you need a job? I know a place that is hiring online, pays well, that right now many people don't know about, but you can go to this company and they're hiring. Let me connect you to this resource. Wow. Right when one door closed because of that divine connection that you opened up and said, hey, try this. They now have a source coming to them. You became the solution because you were moved with compassion. Compassion is a power force that we cannot put the plunger on. We gotta let it flow. So when you're feeling that compassion and when you're feeling it, I'm saying to you today under the sound of my voice, don't hold back. Allow the compassion to begin to flow through you and allow action steps to be taken so we can see solutions all around us where we are. We can change where we live today that will impact someone else, the power of it. And today, it's hard to be on a podcast or a radio show or anything and not feel compassion for those who are on the front line and those who are in a situation experiencing the hardship. And so we want to celebrate the people who are walking in compassion. So the reason we could even see someone like a nurse, my mom, and I'm very compassionate towards nurses. My mom was a nurse. She's not living now, but she was a nurse for over 40 years. But it takes a compassionate person to even want to be a nurse, to be around the sick and help the sick. So we have to celebrate every single person right now who are risking their lives because they are compassionate. They are moved with compassion. When we think about a firefighter who is putting their life on the line, moved with compassion because someone else is suffering in a situation that they would put themselves in harm's way and walk into a fire to rescue someone else. That is the power of compassion. Compassion compels us to be the solution. Compassion compels us in a life and in a day where we can see a lot of self-centeredness, where we can see a lot of greed and a lot of just bad things are going on. Today, I am proposing and I'm presenting the question to you. Can you be moved with compassion? Yes. Will you say yes when compassion is knocking at your door, or will you hold back? Or will you hold back? Today, if you are listening to this podcast, I'm asking you to share it and to say yes to compassion. It is a power force in the earth. It is a power force in the earth. Know that we can move together and see great, great victory and joy and life and great changes. And this too will pass. But let's walk at a place of compassion instead of pity, sympathy, or looking at somebody's situation and saying, you know what? Oh, I'm just so sorry for them. I'm saying let's move past it and be the solution. And be the solution. Thank you so much for those of you who just joined this podcast today. Thank you for listening and for just being a part of a Voice in the Darkness family. If you are listening for the first time, I hope this was an encouragement to you. And if you know someone that this podcast could bless, please share it, subscribe, rate it if you can, and tell me your thoughts. If you can write a review and let me know your thoughts. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. And our best days are ahead of us. Until next time, this is Gwendolyn Forte with A Voice in the Darkness, signing off.